Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and I have in studio with me Mary Schmidt, KFUO Manager of Development. Not so much to talk about development, maybe at the end we'll touch on a little bit, but to talk about a recent trip you took to Vietnam to visit some family who are connected to the American government over there, but then also exploring what, well, for many people kind of maybe don't remember, there was a major war in Vietnam trying to stop communism from coming in there, and we ended up leaving, and it's now a communist country, remains so to this day. So very different experience, life there, and yet also their culture continuing to thrive underneath it. So welcome, Mary.
And, hi.
And so tell the listeners, what took you to Vietnam? It wasn't just like, hey, I'm just going to go to Vietnam, right? What took you there?
Well, my sister and her husband, who I went to go visit, they actually work with the U.S. Embassy, and they every 2 years, they get stationed in different places. So wherever they go, they've had an open invitation. If you can make it to them, they will house you, take you around, show you the country, show you the city that they're in. But you got to make it there. You got to pay for the ticket.
Tell me again the different places, because it's been quite a few exotic spots.
They have. They've been to Russia, and they've been to Turkey. And actually, this is their third spot, which is in Vietnam. And
then they're going to, I can't pronounce it.
I believe it's called Azerbaijan.
Yeah, that's, I think that's right. So, and that'll be in a year or so.
That'll be in about a year.
So you took them up on their offer and said, all right, I can get here. Show me the country.
I did. And they took me around Hanoi, which is the capital of Vietnam. Hanoi means rising dragon.
Oh, and, cool. I like that.
And so they took me around. We got to see the city, the culture. We got to try some of the food. I also got to see where my nieces go to school. And it was a very interesting experience. Very different from the U.S., but very interesting
now,
and very
now,
good.
Interesting doesn't quite describe the food, as you mentioned before. You told a story that there was a challenge, right? You could have the adventurous food, or you could have the normal food. And you said, I think I can do adventurous, because you're into spicy food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be too bad.
It was an interesting time. My sister decided to take us on a walking food tour. And basically what this was is we would go and meet a native, and the native would take us around to different places, depending on which one we chose. So she offered the adventurous tour or the not-so-adventurous tour. And I said, yeah, let's do adventurous. And this is where my sister stepped in, and she said, now, Mary, remember, adventurous does not mean spicy adventurous. This means things like coagulated blood balls or partially fertilized chicken eggs where you're crunching on bones. And at that point, I was like, oh, okay, let's take it back a little bit.
It's a far cry from the Taco Bell hot sauce, right? And it's like, it's a little more than just the super spicy. But I don't know, coagulated blood balls, that might be good. I could pass on the crunching chicken bones, though.
It was interesting. But all the food I had was very good. It was very interesting. I actually got to eat some young bamboo, which I didn't know you could actually eat that. Huh. But it was really good.
Like and, a salad? I mean, I don't even know what I think that is. Is it chewy?
It's kind of like they have their bowl of noodles and broth, and then they have their herbs and a little bit of meat, and then they take thin slices of bamboo.
Huh.
And when bamboo is really young, you can actually eat it, and it tastes really good.
I mean, I've had bamboo shoots that you get like in a can, and they're, I wonder if it's similar. They can't possibly be as good as a fresh young bamboo shoot would be, right?
I don't know. I haven't had the shoots.
Yeah.
But the bamboo, it was in thin slices,
yeah.
So it was interesting.
So, I mean, again, for some perspective here, when you hear about communism today in the news, usually you're hearing about, say, Northern Korea, or sometimes you're hearing about China, although China has increasingly been an open country in many ways, and their relationship with Hong Kong kind of creates that. But North Korea is a very depressed nation, right? The people there, so far as we understand it, suffer greatly. Did you find that was the case in Vietnam, or was it somewhere more in the middle? I know you mentioned property ownership is something that most people don't get to have.
That's true. Property ownership is not really a thing over there. The government kind of gives you a place and you take it and you make a lot of people, I would have to say, There was poverty among the country, but people lived and they still lived okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had in their homes, they would have the store in the front and then they would live in the back of their store. So every morning they would wake up, open their shop, sell their stuff, and then they would close up shop, go in the back, and that would be their home. So it was a little different. Most people here in America, we go to our work and then we leave our work,
right,
and go home. So it was interesting that way, but
what I'm curious about, and you may not be able to answer this, what makes me curious is, so you can't own property, you can't, you know, you're given a spot, but then you have a store. So where's the stuff from the store come from? That's sort of a capitalist idea, right?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I can't
answer
that one.
But it's what it says to me, though, is that you go in and it's not as radically different as we might imagine it to be. Certainly the culture is different, but you have people being people, living their lives.
Yes, people are, they're doing exactly what we're doing. We get up, we go to work, we come home, we spend time with our families. Family is very important to them. There are lots of children, lots of people, it's a very big city and there are lots of people in it. So I think about 7 million people in this one city. And so it's very closely compact. People are very close. Hmm. Personal space is not really there.
I spent some time in Hungary, which was a former Soviet bloc country, and then got to travel through Romania and Bulgaria, and seeing how in the city particularly the control on living in these apartment blocks that were built by the communists, they no longer were communists, they now were not given to you, you did have to pay for them, but they were incredibly tight, these just concrete structures, and everyone was kind of shoved really close to each other in order to, I guess make it work. Is that kind of did I describe what you saw a little bit, or was it very different than that?
The buildings were very close together.
Yeah.
Very, very close together. And the buildings were very tall, I would say the standard building is about 4 stories tall, maybe 15 feet wide, and then it would go back
really long, right?
Very
yeah.
deep.
Yeah.
And they would be really close together, like right next to each other,
yep.
and just row after row of
yep.
houses.
Sounds familiar. It's kind of a similar idea. But although in Eastern Europe, where it's a much colder climate too, I believe, it was kind of just built for the snow. Whereas I imagine, I don't know. What is Hanoi like? Is it snow there?
Actually, it was their, I believe it's their rainy season, which translates into their winter season.
Okay.
So it was about 60 degrees.
I could live with that.
But it was chilly for them. Everyone had their coats on, their winter coats and their gloves. And so I just had a long sleeve shirt, but for the most part, that was what you had for weather.
So you did also mention that your family sent their kids to school, and so you did visit a school there. I don't know if it's the same one or not, if it's the one they make use of or not, but you did want to mention that you visited a school there?
I did, actually. I went to visit my nieces who were going to Concordia Hanoi, and it is a school by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, did put a school over there. And I went to go see their new facility. They had an older complex, which was actually at the bottom of a tower. They had about 3 levels, and it was really like an office building. And the government gave them a piece of land and helped build this school for them, or helped give them this land so that they could build this school.
Right.
And so they moved over to this new location in the last couple of months, I believe.
Okay.
And the building is extremely up to date. If I was a little kid, I would love this building. I got to meet some of the teachers and the staff, and they were just some of the most wonderful people that I have met, and really wonderful, really kind, really helpful for all the children. It was actually a very nice experience. It was really good to see that we were able to establish a school over there.
Many people may not know this, but the Missouri Synod does have a couple international schools, and they're a way to just kind of make connections in other other areas where maybe we wouldn't go otherwise. And so there's one in Hong Kong, and then there's this one here. This one, do you know how old this one was? Like how long it has been there, and even the original planting of it?
That I'm not sure. I can't say.
But mostly,
it's new. I'm going to say that it's more new in the last 5, maybe 10 years.
And then most of the teachers there are from where?
A lot of them actually are from the U.S. They're teachers who have agreed to go abroad and help teach. Actually, one of them was Martha Seibel, who I knew playing French horn.
Oh, cool.
And she actually was a music teacher, and she goes over there, and I was able to participate in one of her classes with my little niece, Heidi, and she was teaching children rhythms, which is, you start out small with small children, and that was just really interesting to see her go through that. And, of course, she did it in a loving, wonderful way, and all the kids were really receptive to this. And that's kind of how it was with all the classes. All the children were really receptive to
and
all
you
the
have
teachers.
A, you have a very mixed group of children, too, right? Because you have international people, like people who work at the embassy, who then send their kids there, but you got also local Vietnamese.
Yes, actually, we had even more than that. We had a couple. So I went to my niece Heidi's class, and she's in pre-kindergarten, but she also had students from Japan, Vietnam. We had one from Korea. We had, I want to say that there was one who was from England, but I'm not sure. But it was really a diverse group. Yeah. And it was just amazing to see all these children come together. And, you know, race played no part in it. You were just another child. And you were interesting and different, but you were, I mean, all of God's children.
That's cool. All nations brought together, right? Yes. And that is sort of, in many ways, our hope and what we hope the gospel does among us is it breaks down those walls of hostility. So this is Mary Schmidt. She is KFUO Manager of Development, and she's talking about her recent trip to Vietnam with about 30 seconds left. Tell them about development. What does development do?
Well, development works with our donors. So if you would like to help support KFUO, if you think that our ministry is worth supporting, that spreading, if you would like to join us in spreading the gospel, we are the department to come to help make your gift go to that mission. And really, KFUO works because of the blessing of our listeners and our donors. We would not be here if it weren't for those people who support us prayerfully or financially, whichever way you would like to. We really depend on you guys for support. So if you'd like to make a gift or if you want to just learn more about what KFUO does, you can contact me, Mary Schmidt, at 314-996-1518.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We'll be back with the lectionary study in just a few minutes.